Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Gaza, asking questions about the floating dock proposed by the Biden administration. When and where, and most importantly, what security can be provided, given the Hamas gunmen are certain to interfere in the distribution of food that does not favor them or the black market. Then a comment on Pakistan and the elections. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss in Pakistan, and how this may or may not affect the al-Qaeda camps, 8 of them, last count, in Afghanistan. Off to North Korea, asking questions about the lethality of the handshake between Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. It happened in 2023. Bruce Bechtel joins to comment on how North Korea is being integrated into the axis of resistance. Then a comment from Rick Fisher on the lunar South Pole, China's ambition to place a nuclear reactor there to provide power for the water conversion, the electricity that a permanent station will need. Off to Israel with Malcolm Honlein to talk about the IDF reporting Hamas leadership, KIA, in Gaza, perhaps Khan Yunis, perhaps Rafah, high figures in the Hamas hierarchy, 3 and 4, I think, as mentioned in of London. Also, Indiana Honlein joins to talk about a Syrian king who was also an amateur archaeologist 2,600 years ago until his son was replaced by Cyrus the Great, the Persian kingdom of Cyrus. Then a comment from Antonia Colobasanu in Bucharest, first about what we know of the severed undersea cables in the Red Sea, Bab el-Mandeb. And second, what we know about the threats to Moldova and Romania by Russia these last days and how Moldova hears this as extremely, extremely dangerous. Moldova is not a member of the NATO. It's not a member of the EU. It's on the border of Romania and Ukraine, a small square cut out from that region. Borders the Danube, across the river is Romania. North and west of it is Odessa province, which is part of Novorossiya. All this could easily be possessed by Russia in a negotiation or a conquest. Oceania has good news. Cleo Pascal joins to say that the U.S. Congress has vouchsafed another continuing deal with the Marshall Islands, Micronesian Palau, a compact of free associated states, depending on the U.S. for security. China's in a competition with the U.S. about the allegiance of those states, China looking to interrupt the stepping stones between Hawaii, the Philippines, Japan, and Taiwan. Then a conversation about Pakistan, how the election has not changed the status quo. The Sharif family is in charge. With an heir apparent, Mariam Sharif, now the head of the very important Punjab colony. However, what we're looking at here is a dynasty that has other competing dynasties. South Africa. Ord Khitri from the FDD joins to say that it appears that South Africa is in the hire, that is, takes money from Russia to do one kind of job about the war in Ukraine, and from Iran to do another kind of job about the war in Gaza. It appears that way. Katrina Vandenhove comments on how Kiev was quick to reject an appeal by the Pope, Pope Francis, to negotiate, saying when you're losing, it's time to negotiate. The hardliners rejected out of hand. Conversation about science and the loss of trust in science research with Dr. Henry Miller. And then Ernesto Araújo, the former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, joins to comment on the surprising results in Portugal. A right-of-center government is imminent to be formed. And then the boomtown of agriculture in Mato Grosso state of Brazil, in the Amazon area, but huge steps are being taken to turn agribusiness into Brazil's number one export. and empower the independent sector in Brazil, not the state-run sector, the independent sector, the farmers and their agents, to prosper. There's more to the show. I'm sure you'll find it. I thank you for listening. This is John Batchelor.